True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's nice. The drive is live, and we are live right off Tomball Parkway. Buffalo Wild Wings, make your way out here as it is Thirsty Thursday. We got a few people here trying to make a bad decision, whether you're hurt or not. Get out here and enjoy yourself and do your thing. As we'll be here till 6 o'clock. This is one of our favorite locations. We've been here a lot over the years, and we'll have some fun here. Our waitress, she is still there every time, man.
She ain't going nowhere.
She ain't going nowhere every time. She got her little red shirt just different from everybody else.
Doors probably wouldn't open if she didn't show up one day.
I'm telling you, baby, she's like the defensive coordinator. She got a different colored shirt on. But
y'all see me?
There we go.
You sit on the other side of that wall. I ain't yours. Get over here in my bar. I got you.
I got you. All right, as you see, if you're on YouTube and Twitch, we appreciate you. T-Mill is in the building doing his thing, as well as everybody here. You can participate with the show on there. Also on the text line, 713-572-4610. The Astros, they're about to get underway as they're finishing up this series in Toronto. They got a big win last night. We can get to that because I would say maybe the performance of the year last night for the Astros, and he has absolutely nothing to show for it, but maybe the performance of the year for the Astros. Here is the lineup as they go in, and right off the bat, Tyler, Clint's got a problem. Here is the lineup for the Astros as they take on the first place Toronto Blue Jays in Toronto. Jeremy Peña, he is leading off at short. Alvarez, is the DH. Correa, and then Altuve is back in the lineup at second base. Yordan is the DH today. Sanchez is in the outfield with Diaz moving up. And how about him? What a big, big, big bomb he hit late. He's catching tonight and today. Christian Walker behind him in center in left field. Taylor Trammell in center field. Dubon, Christian Javier gets the ball for the start. So again, that is Peña, Yordan, Correa, Altuve, Sanchez, Diaz, Walker, Trammell, and Dubon, and that is the lineup. And Clint, you don't like that Jake is missing a day in center field.
Yeah, I've gone from cringing when Jake Myers was in the lineup to what in the hell are we doing when he's not in the lineup? I mean Jake is. I just don't understand why Jake isn't in the lineup. And I thought he was above some center field rotation. I thought we'd gotten to a point where you got a guy that's hitting 300 and he's a gold glove candidate that you'd probably go ahead and just let him bat and play center field and he'll be your everyday center fielder. He clearly, due to missing 2 months, I think almost two months on the button, I think, per game, game to game. But nonetheless, missing 2 months, you would think that, you know, it'd be nice over a 18, 20, 21 game stretch to get as many at bats as you can and be exposed to as many different situations at the plate and different ballparks and work some of the kinks out. You would think that it would be important to get that done for your what I thought was going to be your everyday center fielder. And so I don't like that Jake Myers is not in the lineup today. Not a fan of that at all. But it does put me in a spot where you just wonder, and I think you may have even said this, Ron, of, you know, is this going to be something in the outfield, not just left field, but in the outfield overall? Is this going to be something that we constantly see a different group of guys across the board, whether it's right field, left field, center field? Jesus Sanchez can play right and left. Obviously, Dubon and Jake Myers and Trammell can play center. I mean, you've just got, you know, we're going to play this road, again, turnstile outfield the entire time. Or is Jake Myers going to at some point work his way into being the everyday center fielder that is untouchable? I thought Jake hitting 300 and being who he is when he got back, I thought he was going to be damn sure untouchable, but I guess not.
Yeah, I wouldn't read quite too much into the thought that there may be a platoon out there. He's played the last four games, and he's had that calf issue. Now, I can understand your, what are we doing here? They just had an off day Monday. He played two in a row. Why does he need another off day?
So you agree?
I think they're probably wanting him to make sure that calf is in good shape. But he is, since he's come back, he's been the center fielder every day. And this is the first game that he is that he's missed in the lineup since he's gotten back. So I would just take it as that. I think Clint, when they get to the postseason, when they get in those spaces, I would imagine he'll be in center field every day. Yeah, and what a turn of events right there for you, Clint, clamoring for Jake Myers to be in the lineup every day.
Yeah,
you got Dubon's in center today.
Well, I don't mind Dubon being in center.
I'm just saying the change. You would have never complained about Dubon.
Well, we're in a race, bro. We're in a race. You got a 300 hitter on a bench.
Everybody won yesterday, and so that means still remains a one game lead, 2.5 over the Rangers.
Yeah, I mean it's going to be a race down the wire here, and I don't like choosing to not start a 300 hitter. So that's just, I mean, you know, that's where I'm at. But we'll see. It's loose.
Yeah. Somebody texted in and said, that's Captain Joe, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's Captain Joe.
I'm trying to do the best I can.
Yeah, he is, man.
Is Melton back out there?
No.
Is he in Sugar Land?
No, I think Melton's still up there. They're going to use him as a
pinch runner.
That's a good pinch runner, man.
Rob, when you said Clint already had a problem today with the Strohs, that's exactly where my mind went.
Man, you hear that, Tyler? He still got freaking Jacob Melton in there. Yeah. Jacob Melton involved in this at all. He ain't in the game.
What did this man do to you, Clint?
It's 149.
It's Chaz, and Chaz is down there with sunflower seeds. It's Sugar Land. It's pissed off, and he's in here. That's what it is.
It's just the decision my Astros make. It is just simply the decision my Strohs make. I don't I'm not a firm believer in the getting a slew of left-handed bats in the lineup when a righty's pitching. Like, that's just that's silly as hell to me anyway. But it's even more silly when it's at the extreme of playing a guy that literally, no matter who's on the bump, anybody with a heartbeat and an arm out there, he's hitting 149. So I mean, which he's not out there, so we can keep this thing moving. I just hope Trammell doesn't drop south of 200 here, so I can add him to the mix here. I know that's Luke Morrow's boy, but
Tyler, what do you think Clint's face is every time
dead lefty
he's watching? He's watching Jacob Melton.
Pure disgust.
Strikes out or grounds out. Grounds out to second.
Just looking green in the face.
Let me really make an impact on this game, man. Let me get all these left-handed batters up there. One's hitting 208. One's hitting 149.
Tyler, he is zeroed in on Jacob Melton.
He's dead ass serious.
I mean, zeroed in.
Well, the only one that, like, I don't know. I mean, you look at his numbers and it's clear. Big Sanchez, he ain't worth a damn versus a left. I mean, good God. So, I mean, that's the one I can see doing a little dancing around for. But the rest of them, come on, man.
Dancing around for Jacob in there. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Who is your Jacob Melton for the Astros? Everybody has one on the team. Everybody has a guy on the team.
Now,
that you're just
base
like,
running.
Stop. No. I need a player. A player that when you see him, you are just pure disgust. You have no confidence. You have no trust when he enters the game. Who is that? Who is that? For me, the last couple of years, it was Rafael, out of the reliever. He's no longer.
Oh, Montero.
Montero. Every time came out.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, what are they thinking?
The he's GM no Bagwell shot. Signing. Yeah.
He's got no shot. Who is it? 713-572-4610. Who is your Jacob Milton? Who is the guy that waltzes out there every time you see his ass? You have zero confidence, and you instantly have pure disgust on whoever's decision it was for that player to enter the game.
I feel like Tyler's got several.
I'm thinking real hard on this, man.
Maybe you don't have one. Maybe you don't have a Jacob melt that gets under your skin.
Well, I know a lot of people. It was Presley before he got let loose.
Was it Ryan?
There for about a three-month span. I think Ryan had fallen out of good grace with many Astros.
I feel like Ryan's a little – maybe he's fallen out of good grace, but Ryan's a little hard because he's got a little history. Jacob Melton ain't got a history.
Yeah, but you couched it as when you see that guy on the field, your confidence is just shot. I think a lot of people were there with Ryan.
Yeah, we're getting a very popular one coming in. Lance McCullers. Yeah, that's a good one there. Ocho said worthless Walker. God, dog, man. Why do you
keep already
doing
there with Christian Walker, huh?
He's been there. He calls him worthless Walker. That's what he always
Worthless Walker.
Yeah, Lance McCullers is charging in on this question.
That is fair.
That's a
good one.
Someone said Ort. Really? I don't know.
That's where, I thought that was going to be Tyler's guy.
Tyler was hot at him the other day. Yeah, that's the only one I can really – I don't think I really have one this year.
Yeah.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Chaz coming in. Well, luckily they got rid of him.
The training staff?
To be fair, Chaz did not give me much of a – I mean, he didn't give me much to stand on with the argument.
Yeah,
I'll be honest with you.
I feel like Clint goes ahead and goes to the restroom and put his girls to bed when Jacob Milton comes to the plate because he's got no expectations.
There is no doubt.
Man, go ahead, man.
I try to hang on. I'm looking at the TV straight from the side. When I see Jacob Milton in the on-deck circle, I'm like, all right, let's go to bed, baby.
You know what mine is?
Get your baby doll and your bunny. Let's go to bed.
Your bunny. You know what mine is? It's any time we might see a member of the training staff, the Astros, like looking at an arm this year. Like out at the mound, like looking at him. That's it for me.
I don't know about if you're just looking at – just looking.
just the sight of,
just the eyes, just looking at anything. Somebody who I don't think is on that list, it shouldn't be for anybody, is Jason Alexander. I think, Clint, he may have had the performance of the year. When you think about it, all right, the Rangers are charging. They just won. They won earlier in the day. The lead is down to two for them. You could be a game and a half up on the Rangers if you lose last night to the Blue Jays. And then you look at the Mariners. They are on a now five-game winning streak because they end up beating the Cardinals again last night. You had one-game lead up on the Mariners in the division, not playing well. You lose two of three over the weekend. And now you got to turn to who? Jason Alexander. You got to turn. You've lost a Framber start. All right, you got to turn to Jason Alexander to try to come through for you. And he goes out and gives you seven innings, three hits, no runs, three strikeouts on 89 pitches, and goes and just shuts down one of the best teams in baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays. Now, he didn't get anything to show for it because the bullpen blew it. But he came up big, and they needed to have that, and you needed a big-time pitching performance, Clint. And Jason Alexander was just enormous last night for the Astros.
Yeah, look, he's been good, man. I mean, he's been good to really good for, I mean, a solid 2.5 months. I mean, he's been good to really good. I mean, you're looking at an average of 5 2/3 innings. He's only given up more than two runs three times in about 10 starts. So, yeah, man. I mean, Jason Alexander. The more this goes on, he is stylistically he's a guy though. You've got to see a large sample size, right? He's got a real Grinky feel to him. He's got a real Grinky feel of. There's obviously not the ability to overpower anybody.
He's changing speeds on you. He's changing locations on you, keeping you off balance.
It's definitely finesse. So to me, it takes a while. You know, a larger sample size to see. Hey, man, this guy just flat. He's got it now. And last night goes a long way. As you said, seven innings.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.